Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll get started.
接下来祷告，然后再开始。
Lord, we do pray that you will help us this afternoon as we attempt to understand and then to apply and live the truths of your wonderful book.
主啊，我们现在呢，就请您呢，今天下午能帮助我们，当我们呢试图去理解启示录这本书，并且把它应用到我们身上的时候。
Lord, we thank you that you care enough to tell us not only what we should do today, but you tell us to prepare for tomorrow by telling us what is going to happen tomorrow.
因为主啊，您不光是说告诉我们今天应该怎么做，也告诉我们呢，就是准备好明天要发生的事情，来解释明天发生的事情。
And so again, we're very thankful for your kindness to us and for the blessing that enables us to consider your truth today.
主啊，我们也非常感恩您的对我们的友啊，对我们的爱，也就是求您的赐福给我们，当我们继续去学习您的真理的时候。Bless
us as we study, we pray.
当我们开始学习之后，求您赐福给我们，我们祷告。We
ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Well, it's the book of Revelation, chapter 11, that we are in today.
今天呢，我们是在启示录的第十一章。
And you will remember that we started the chapter, we found out that the Lord has two witnesses who are very, very powerful men. They're both in Jerusalem at this time.
你们也知道，当我们学习这本书的时候呢，只有两个非常有能力的人，他们这个时候呢是在这个时间在耶路撒冷里做见证。They
are somewhat like the Lord Jesus Christ in that they are witnesses in Jerusalem. They've been there for 3.5 years, and there's no way in which they can be destroyed.
因为这两个人从某种意义上来说有点像我们的主耶稣基督，因为当时呢，他们在耶路撒冷做见证的时候，做了3年半的见证，在这3年半的见证里，没有人有办法可以杀死他们。
You remember that they came to the Lord Jesus Christ one day, and they said to him, "You'd better leave Jerusalem because Herod wants to kill you."
因为你们也知道，有一天呢，他们跟主耶稣基督说呢，你最好离开耶路撒冷，因为那个希律王呢，试图要杀掉你。And
the Lord said, "You go tell that fox Herod that I'm going to continue doing cures today, tomorrow, and the third day." He said, "I am not going to stop just because Herod threatens."
因为主耶稣基督说，你去告诉那个希律王，就是说我要继续在这里，耶路撒冷治病。昨天、今天、明天，我一定会在这里做。我不会因为希律王的威胁我就离开。
And these two men in Hebrew, in Revelation 11, like Moses and Elijah, do great miracles, and no one is able to stop them.
这两个人呢，在耶路撒冷呢，就像那个米利亚和摩西一样，他们在耶路撒冷城做那个行神迹，就像他们一样，没有人能够不让他们做。Verse
5 says, if anyone tries to harm them, fire comes out of their mouths and devours their enemies.
第五节说呢，有人想要害他，就有火从他们口中出来，烧灭仇敌。凡想要害他们的，都必这样被杀。
But then you'll remember that after 3.5 years, the evil one does overcome them and they die.
那你们也记得，在那个3年半以后呢，那个恶者呢，真的是打败了他们，他们就死了。And
the whole world rejoices.
那么整个世界呢，都为此欢欣鼓舞。The
news goes around the world through whatever technology there is, and the people in the world are, they are just rejoicing that these terrible witnesses are no longer able to speak, and therefore they can continue in their sin without their guilt being brought on them.
对你呢，就是这个他们死的新闻呢，就传遍了整个世界，整个世界呢，不管就是说当时他们是以什么技术把这个消息传遍世界的，但是整个世界都为此喜乐欢欣，因为什么呢？他们实际上的这两个可怕的见证人呢，终于死了，就是这样呢，他们可以继续在他们罪里的活着，不会有人再来告诉他们的罪。
You remember that in verse 10, we talked probably a little bit last week, I can't remember, about the fact that they sent gifts one to another, and I call that the devil's Christmas.
那我们也知道，就是说在上个星期我们讲的，在第十节里讲到的呢，他们为此喜乐呢，他们互相互赠礼物，所以我把这个称之为就是说魔鬼的圣诞节。
The first time we read of a thing like that is in the days of Esther, when children of Israel were delivered from the wickedness of Haman, and the children of Israel sent gifts one to another to rejoice in the great victory that God had given them.
第一次我们读到这样的状态呢，就是实际上在以斯帖记里面，以斯帖记呢，当时呢。 以色列人呢，终于被从那个恶势力、那个黑曼的那个手中被拯救出来了。拯救出来了，他们为了庆祝这个胜利呢，他们就互赠礼物，然后欢欢喜喜乐。We
follow that example in Christmas in our day, not exactly as they did in those earlier days, but in some respects it's similar. At least in the fact we just send gifts to one another, recognizing that Jesus Christ, the greatest gift of all, was given to us.
这个呢，我们就是说遵循那样的传统，并不是说完全和那个以色列人所做的一样。我们在圣诞节的时候呢，我们也会互赠礼物，互赠礼物呢，这样呢，就是说我们欢欣喜乐，我们也是以这种方式。
But now it's the world rejoicing in the fact that these two men witnessing for the glory and power of God have died. And so they send gifts one to another, rejoicing in the fact that the witnesses are ceased.
这个呢，其实上当时这些人呢，他们也就是说来喜乐，喜乐以互赠礼物的方式呢，来庆祝这两个就是带着神的大能和荣耀的人呢，他们的见证呢，终于停止了，所以他们以这种互赠礼物的方式来庆祝。We're
not told this at all in the Bible, but I think it's probably true that when the church is raptured, and we go to heaven, many people in the world will be very happy we've gone.
因为这个呢，在圣经里呢，并没有说告诉过我们。但是其实上我们也相信，也就是当教会被提以后，被提以后，我们都去到天堂以后呢，整个世界的人呢，也会欢欣喜乐，因为我们终于离开了。There
is a sense in which each of us as Christians we promote the guilty conscience in others.
那这个也是一个事实，就是说呢，在我们基督徒呢，会让其他的那些非基督徒呢，想起他们那个有亏的良心。I
suppose that's a good thing, but it doesn't always make people like us very much.
我认为呢，这是一个呢非常好的事情。但是如果是这样呢，人们呢并不是说很喜欢我们。I
heard about the woman in Scotland years ago, and she kept on telling one of the men in the little town. She said, "You know, you've got to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're a wicked man. You've got to turn from your sins."
原来我听到这样一个故事，在苏格兰，其实是很久以前，一个女人，一个妇女呢，她就一直告诉一个男人，就是说呢，你应该要相信主耶稣基督为你的救主，你要那个转离你的罪，你应该悔改。
And it got to the point where whenever he was coming down the street one way and she was coming the other way, he would go across the street and go down the other side. He just didn't want to see her anymore.
因为这样呢，他们说到了这样一个程度。如果呢，他们两个人在街上相遇的时候呢，那个男的呢，他会绕道从另外一个方面走，因为他不想在街上碰见他，也不想看到他。
And one day she just called across the street. And she said, you can escape me, but you can't escape God. When God calls you, you'll have to answer to him. You can run away from me, but you can't run away from God.
一天呢，他在街上又碰见了他，他又绕道走，所以呢，这个妇女就大声跟他说，那你可以从我面前逃走，但是你不能从神面前逃走。你有一天呢，神呼召你的时候呢，你必须站在神面前，你是逃不掉的。
And the other thing to remember about this story is that, they were so happy these people had died, they refused to bury them.
另外一件事情呢，当时世界上人呢非常高兴这两个人死了，然后他们甚至拒绝埋葬他们。
They didn't even take them to the mortuary, they just left them right there in the streets where they fell.
甚至呢都不会把他们带到那个殡仪馆，把他们就放在街上，就是他们死的地方。
And they were in the streets for 3.5 days.
他们就这样在街上呢，有3天半。
All right, so that's sort of where we left our story last week. But now verse
11. 上个星期呢我们停到的地方，现在我们来看第11节。
Revelation chapter 11, verse 11. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there and read along with us.
启示录第十一章第十一节，如果你手上有本圣经的话呢，你可以翻到那里和我们一起读。
It says, but after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them.
有一节说过了这三天半有生气从神那里进入他们里面，他们就站起来看见他们的人甚是害怕。
It is a scary thing to contemplate meeting people who used to be dead and aren't dead anymore.
因为这个呢是一件很可怕的事情，如果你遇到了一个已经死了的人，但是他是现在活着。
And so this says terror struck those who saw them rise from the dead. They would say, wow, we've never seen anything like this. This is the hand of God.
因为他们看见呢，这里讲他们那些人极其害怕，就是因为看见这两个人从死里复活了。他说，哇，我们从来没见过这样的情况，一定是神的手行的事。
And so imagine you can that the whole world now finds out that they are no longer dead. They've been dead. The whole world saw pictures of them. They gave one another gifts. And now the news comes flashing over their cell phones and every other medium. And it simply says they've risen from the dead. They're alive.
因为现在呢，你看到这些人呢，他实际上也多么的恐慌，因为他们在这个发现这两个曾经死了的人，他们为此庆祝，互赠礼物，庆祝而死的人呢，他们又复活了。然后呢，所以这个整个的世界的新闻呢，都在报道这件事儿。他们甚至他们的手机和各种电脑上都会在不断的闪这样一个新闻。
Then verse 12, they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on.
第十二节说呢，两位先知听见有大声音从天上来，对他们说，上到这里来，他们就驾着云上了天，他们的仇敌也看见。
How many people in the world witnessed the, memorial?For Queen Elizabeth when she died.
因此这个世界上有多少人见证了那个伊丽莎白的女王的葬礼，当她死的时候呢
？Hundreds of million，
有大概是一亿多人。
How many people are going to witness this？
有多少人要来做因为这个做见证呢
？Most of the people in the world。And probably there's going to be four or more billion people in the world at this point. Nobody has ever seen anything like this before.
因为这些人呢，大概当时有40到50亿人来见证这两个人死而复活，就是因为没有人见过这样的事情发生过。
When the Lord Jesus went to heaven, how many people saw him go?
因为当主耶稣基督升上天的时候，有几个人看见他升上去的呢
？And the answer is probably a few hundred.
答案是大概有几百人吧。
When these people go to heaven, there will be a few billion.
但这两个人呢，去到天上的时候呢，大概有几十亿人看见。
All right, but that isn't the only thing that happens.
这个不是仅仅发生的这一件事。
God is speaking.
神同样在说话。
13, at that very hour, there was a severe earthquake, and a tenth of the city collapsed.
因为第十三节说，正在那时候，地大震动，城就倒塌了十分之一。
Now remember, when the Lord Jesus Christ died, there was an earthquake.
而且记得当主耶稣基督死的时候呢，也有一个地震。
And when he was raised from the dead, there was another earthquake, wasn't there?
所以当他从那个死里复活的时候，又有另外一个地震，是不是？
Earthquakes are always scary times.
地震呢，通常是很可怕的事件。
And this was a scary time.
这个呢，就是很可怕的时候。
Verse 13 goes on, says 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven.
第三节是说呢，因地震而死的有7,000人，其余的都很恐惧，归荣耀给天上的神。
This was probably in the city of Jerusalem itself.
这个呢，有可能就是在耶路撒冷城本地。
But the people who witnessed it right there, some of them were standing right in probably in the temple area when the two witnesses rose from the dead.
那很多人呢，大概都集中在圣殿的周围这个区域呢，看见他们两个从死里复活。
And then they watched the two go up to heaven.
然后呢，他看见那两个呢就升上天上去了。
And then they heard the earthquake.
然后呢，他们就听到了地震。
And many buildings around them collapsed, and thousands of people killed in the buildings that collapsed.
然后呢，他们周围的建筑物呢都坍塌了，坍塌因为建筑物的坍塌呢，有成千的人被杀。
And many of them said, "This was God, and I'm going to give Him glory."
所以呢，其中的很多人呢，说说这是神在显示，我们必须给神荣耀。
Now you remember the story of the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 13, don't you?
大家都记得主耶稣基督的故事在路加福音的第十三章，你们记得吗？
I'll read like Luke chapter 13 and verse 4. The Lord Jesus says.Or those who 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all perish.
你知道在路加福音第十三章第四节，这主耶稣基督说的话，从前西罗亚楼倒塌了，压死18个人。你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
And I think there will be many there who behold this and will remember these verses from Luke chapter 13 and will say, it's true. If I don't repent, I'm going to perish too.
因为我认为当时呢，在那个周围的很多人呢，看见了这些楼塌了，他记得主耶稣基督在路加福音十三章的四五节所说的话，所以他们也会想呢，如果我不悔改的话，我也会灭亡。
And now verse 14 says, the second woe has passed. The third woe is coming soon.
然后呢，第十三节说呢，现在呢正在那时候地震动了第十四节说的第二个灾祸过去了第三样灾祸快到了。
The prophecy is that these two great woes, three rather, great woes are going to come on the earth. One of them we read about in chapter 9, the other one we read about in chapter 9, and now we're going to read about the third woe, but the first two were really bad.
因为这里讲到的呢，这件事情呢，发生三个灾祸。三个灾祸，第一个灾祸呢，实际上我们在启示录第九章读到了；第二个灾祸也在第九章读到了。这两样发生过的灾祸是极其可怕的。现在呢，我们要读到第三个灾祸来了。
Remember now that the book of Revelation is all about warnings. The entire Bible is warnings, but the book of Revelation is very definitely warning after warning after warning. And all of us who read it should be warned and say, we've got to behave. I've got to repent. I've got to follow the Lord. If I don't, I will perish like them.
因为这大家记住，实际上启示录里呢是充满了警告的，整个圣经是充满警告的。但是在启示录里特别的是一个警告接着一个警告，一个警告接着一个警告。这些听到警告的人呢，他们实际上他们应该去这么去想，他们说呢，这是神的警告，所以我们要悔改。我们如果不悔改的话呢，我们也会像那些人一样灭亡。
Now remember.Well, I guess we better read verse number 15. It says, the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven.
那第十五节呢讲的第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说。
So, the picture of Revelation is that there were seven seals.
因那个启示录里面呢是这样一个画面，这里有七个印。
And when the seventh seal is open, there are seven trumpets. The seventh seal exists, or sorry, the seventh seal exists as being seven trumpets.
因为这个呢，就是说呢，这个七个印打开了后呢，有七个号角。七个号角就是七印结束以后呢就有七个号角。
But in the sixth seal, there are seven thunders.
但在那第六印里面呢其实有七个雷声。
And when the seventh trumpet is open, in the sixth trumpet, there are seven thunders. And in the seventh trumpet, there are seven vials or bowls that we'll get to later.
因为这个呢，其实上呢，就是刚才他重新要讲一遍。其实上不是第六个音，是六个号吹响以后，有七个雷声。七个雷声完了以后呢，就第七个号吹响了以后，后面也呢有七个灾祸，七个碗，在后面我们会读到的。
Some have likened it almost to a telescope. You remember, sometimes you've got a telescope and there's an outer cone and inside that there's another cone and inside that there's another. And so when you extend the telescope all the way out, it goes a long way out. The third section goes into the second section goes into the first. That's the picture of what we've got here.
这里呢所有的都像那过去那个单筒望远镜一样的 而且是当头按键里面一层套一层，然后你把这个拉开的时候，把这个按键拉开的时候呢，就有一层，再拉开呢又有一层，所以呢第二层进到第一层，第三层进到第一层，就是这样一个画面。
All right, so we're now starting the seventh trumpet, which is the third woe, and this is what it says, verse 15.
现在我们读到呢第七个号角，第七个号角说到讲到的，这就是三个灾祸，这是在第十五节里现在讲到的。
The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
就是我就说第七位天使吹一号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王直到永永远远。
So in this last trumpet, this seventh trumpet is the consummation of the plan of God regarding the kingdoms of the world. This is the beginning now of the end. The seventh trumpet is the end, and Jesus will establish his kingdom.
在这里呢，实际上第七位天使所吹的号，第七位天使吹号就是神的计划，他向神整个世界宣布在这第七个号角声响以后呢，主耶稣基督呢又在地上建立他的国。
So the first vision we have now is what's happening in heaven at this point.
那第一个迹象我们所看到的呢，这个就是在这一点上，在天堂里会发生什么。
And verse 16 says, the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God in heaven fell on their faces and worshiped God.
第十六节说呢，在神面前坐着自己位上的24位长老就面伏于地敬拜神说。
They basically said, Lord, it's about time. We're thankful that you have done this.
那这基本上就是说呢，主啊，时间到了，我们非常感恩您做了这一切。
These 24 elders are pictures of the people of God in our day, the saints of God in our day.
这24位长老呢，代表了在我们当今世界上的圣徒们。
And I'm just going to reposition myself. I'm sorry for freezing up on.
因为他要是稍微的把他的那个重量调整一下，因为他的电脑可能出了点问题，那个他的那个画面给那个冻住。
I think that's a little bit better.
Yeah, it's much better.
All right, so, These angels, verse 17, these 24 elders, rather, say, we give thee thanks. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who was and is, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign.
这里呢，第十七节讲呢，这二十四个长老说呢，昔在、今在、以后、永在的主神、全能者啊，我们感谢你，因你执掌大权作王了。
They say the nations were angry and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and your saints and those who reverence your name, both small and great, and for destroying those who destroy the earth.
他们说呢，列国发怒，他的愤怒也临到了，审判死人的时候也到了。你的仆人众先知和众圣徒凡敬畏你名的人连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了，你败坏那些败坏这地之人的时候也就到了。
So the 24 elders up in heaven who are watching all this, representative of the saints who live in our day and have lived since the earlier days, they all worship God and they say, Lord,Thank you, thank you, you're finally taking control.
这个呢，24长老他代表我们当今的圣徒，还有以前的圣徒，他们当时呢坐在 天上坐在天上，在神的宝座周围那敬拜神，他们看见地上发生的一切，他们就会跟主说呢，跟神说感谢你，感谢您，因为您开始做事了。
So verse 15 says there were thunders and loud voices in heaven. Verse 16 says the 24 elders were there and they made their proclamation. And then verse 19 says they in God's temple in heaven, it was open. And within his temple was seen the Ark of the Covenant and there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, great hailstorm.
实际上在那个16节里讲的，当时那第七位天使响后呢，这24个长老呢，他们就在俯伏在神的面前，然后他们宣告神呢，就宣称欢呼神是掌权了，掌权了。然后第19节讲呢，当时神天上的殿开了，在他殿中现出他的约柜，随后有闪电声音，雷轰大地，大雹。
So the saints in heaven rejoice over this, but heaven itself says it's going to be a big problem. And so the result is lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, earthquake, great tribulation. That's what's going to come down from heaven.
这个呢，实际上在当时在天上的一切的都在欢呼的时候呢，天上说呢，现在马上地上有大麻烦了，所以第十九节说呢，有闪电、声音、雷鸣、一个大地震和大雹从天上降到地上。
All right, and now you have another what I'm going to call it an interlude, if you like. It's another vision of what's going on in the earth at the time of these judgments. Pictures now to put it all into perspective. So chapter 12 is going to give us a bit of a background picture as to what's happening on the earth.
那我们看见呢，就是说这一切发生后，就是另外一个迹象。另外一个迹象呢，它就会描述所有的这些当时在从天上降下来的这些灾祸是什么个样子。然后在第十二节里呢，会给我们看一下。看一下当时所发生的事情是如何发生的。
The earth is a big place, and the activities of revelation are many, many going on at the same time. And it's hard often to get a full picture. So we've got the seals, and then we've got the trumpets, and we've got the thunders, and we're going to get the vials.But in the meantime, what else is going on?
因为这个呢，实际上地球是一个很大的地方。当启示录这里所发生的事情呢，实际上在世界上同时发生，很多地方同时发生的，我们就是说很难看到它一个整个的画面。但是我们知道呢，那七印打开了，七号吹响了，七个雷声吹响了以后，现在呢，我们这里来看一下。当时这个时候在地上发生的是什么样的一个事情
And so, this other story now, we're just going to read together the first six verses, and then Roy can read it in Chinese. It says, a great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven. A woman, clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant.And cried out in pain when she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven. An enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads. His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment it was born.She gave birth to a son, a male child, who was to rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days.
你刚才他读了那个这个故事，实际上就是 启示录十二章的一到六节，他先用英语读，我再用中文读。启示录十二章第一节说，天上现出大运将来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。天上又现出异象来说，有一条大红龙，七头七脚，七头十脚，七头上戴着七个冠冕，它的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，摔在地上，龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等她生产以后要吞吃她的孩子。妇人生了一个男孩，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。他的孩子被提到神的宝座那里，妇人就逃到旷野里，在那里有神给他预备的地方，使他被养活1260天。
So that's a very interesting story, but what on earth does it mean? How can we decipher the meaning of that story?
这是一个非常有趣的一个故事。那么说呢，在我们这到底是个什么意思呢？在地球上，对我们这个故事要向我们说明一个什么事儿呢？
And verse number five says, this woman gave birth to a son, a male child, who was to rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And this child was snatched up to God and to his throne.
第五节说，妇人生的一个男孩，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
So the question is, who would that be?
另外一个问题是，那个男孩是谁？
And the answer is, that would have to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one who was to rule the world with an iron scepter. He was the boss, and he was born to be the boss. So that must be referring to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那答案呢，这个呢必须是我们的主耶稣基督，因为主耶稣基督呢，他就是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的，所以主耶稣基督呢，他会掌管万国，他就是要统治主宰一切，他就是一个最大的老板，所以这里呢必须呢是我们的主耶稣基督。
So the question is, how do you decipher these stories in the Bible?
那这个问题就是说，你怎么去看这个在圣经里的故事呢？
And the answer is, you start from what you know, and then you proceed to what you think might be the case, based on what you do know to be the case.
因为这个呢，基本上就是说，你开始呢，就是去看一些你已经懂的东西，然后你通过你的东西呢，你就推出来这个可能是什么，可能是什么，然后最后呢，根据你所知道的知识呢，来得出这个故事呢，可能会是什么。
So what you know to be the case is Jesus is the one, the son who was born in verse 5. We know that.
那你知道这样的情况，就是说主耶稣基督就是那个男孩子要出生的，所以呢我们就知道这一点。
Then the second one is, who would this dragon be? This great, verse 3 says, another sign appeared, an enormous red dragon.Who would that dragon be?
然后呢，这下一个问题就是第三节所讲的，天上又现出异象，有一条大红龙。那么这个大红龙是谁呢？
And the only one described in my knowledge in the Bible as a dragon is the devil himself.
那根据我的知识，在圣经里唯一一个被称之为龙的，那就是那个魔鬼自己。
And when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, it's true, the devil tried to kill him. He had Herod there just as soon as the Lord Jesus Christ was born. The dragon said, we'll get rid of Jesus, and tried to kill him.
当那个主耶稣基督出生的时候呢，那个魔鬼在那里等着，他是准备要杀害主耶稣基督。当时就是那个希律王，希律王呢，他就是说呢，我们来等着看这个小男孩出生以后呢，我们要把他杀掉。
And then the question would be, all right, who is the woman who gave birth to this son who was going to rule the world?
然后问题又来了，这个妇女到底是谁呢？是谁呢？生了这个男孩呢，要辖管世界呢？
And some say, well, that would be Mary.
有人说呢，可能是玛利亚。
But if you follow the story through, there are things said about this woman that are not true of Mary at all. And she in particular is going to have to go into the wilderness for 1260 days. We read nothing of that about Mary.
因为这个妇人要逃到旷野里，在那里被保护1260天，当然玛利亚没有这样的经历。
So if it isn't Mary, who could it be?
如果这个不是玛利亚，那么会是谁呢？
And the answer is, it could very well be not Mary herself, but the entire Jewish nation, the Israelites.
因为这个呢，就是说呢，这个呢，肯定确定的不是玛利亚她自己，而是整个犹太民族和整个以色列国。
So, those are the three characters that we read about in this passage. Jesus and the dragon and Israel.
所以在这段文章里呢，我们得到了三个人物，一个人物呢就是主耶稣基督，第二个就是魔鬼撒旦。
Let's go back and put this story then into perspective with those three characters identified. Alright, a great and wondrous, chapter 12, verse 1. A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head.
我们回到十二章的第一节，天上出现一件大奇事，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。Well,
we never read of Mary in terms of that, but we do know that that's the description of Israel.
因为我们从来没有读到过那玛利亚这样去描述玛利亚，但是我们却读到了呢，却是这样的描述，是在以色列是国身上。That
was Joseph's second dream, wasn't it?
是不是那个约瑟的第二个梦，是吧？
He saw the sun, the moon, and the 12 stars all bowing down to him in his second dream, and the story is that the sun and the moon and the stars are the great family of Jacob, the family of Israel.
所以呢，他在第二个梦里呢，约瑟看见呢太阳，看见月亮，看见十二个星都拜倒在他的脚下。所以这个呢，实际上代表的当时就是日头啊，那个月亮啊，十二个星呢，都代表他的周围的以色列人，他的父母，还有那个十二个部落。
And so verse 2 says that she gave birth, Israel gave birth to a son, that would be the Lord Jesus Christ at Bethlehem.
因为在那个第二节里讲到呢，她怀了孕，生出了一个儿子，这就是主耶稣基督在伯利恒出生的一个画面。
Then another sign appeared in heaven, this enormous red dragon, which would be the devil, with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head.
这第三节讲的，天上又出现异象，有一个大红龙，一条大红龙，这个就代表那个魔鬼7头蛇脚，7头上戴着7个冠冕。
And in the book of Daniel and elsewhere, we read about the devil's agents being so adorned with 7 heads, 10 crowns, 10 horns, and 7 crowns. So this is the devil and his agents.
这里呢，我们就是在其实，在那个但以理书还有其他的一些圣经书籍里，我们读到呢，这个魔鬼和他的代表呢，当时他们是被说明是7头10脚的，还有这个7脚上戴着冠冕，这个就是描述当时描述魔鬼和他的代表的。
It says the dragon's tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth.
并且呢，它的尾巴拖着天上星辰的1/3摔在地上。
And the question is, what happened there? When the devil left heaven, when the devil rebelled against God, he took with him 1/3 of the angels. Some of them are in the world today. We call them demons. Some of them are in the abyss waiting for the judgment of God, and they will ultimately be punished. But the devil didn't fall alone. He fell with many. He brought many down with him.
这里是什么样的画面呢？实际上当时发生的什么呢？当那个撒旦魔鬼他在天上反叛神的时候呢，实际上他并不是自己一个人反叛的，他其实带领了1/3的天使反叛的神，堕落在地上。在地上呢，今天呢，当今地上仍然有一些那些跟他反叛的天使，我们把它称之为魔鬼。然后另外还有一些呢被锁在那个无底坑里。
The dragon stood in front, this is verse 4. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child the moment it was born. And that's what happened. The devil was behind Herod and tried to kill the Lord Jesus Christ just as soon as he was born.
这里呢，龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，就等他生产之后呢，要吞吃他的孩子。这里生出这样一个画面，就是当初呢，站在那个希律王背后的魔鬼，他就在等待主耶稣基督出生。主耶稣基督一旦出生以后呢，他们就准备好了要杀掉他。
She gave birth to a son, verse 5, a male child who will or was supposed to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, an iron scepter.
因为这第五节说呢，妇人生的一个男孩是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。
He did not rule the world with an iron scepter, but he will, and that's what this story is all about.
因为主耶稣基督并没有铁杖辖管万国，但是他将会，他一定会，就是这故事告诉我们的。
This child was snatched up to God to his throne, but he's going to come back.
因为这个孩子呢被神提到了他的宝座里去，但是他呢他要会回来的。
And so the question is, what happens to the woman?
因为问题是呢，在那个妇女身上发生了什么呢？
Verses 1 and 5 are an historical backdrop to what happens in verse 6.
因为其实让这一到五节里是给了一个历史的背景告诉我们在第六节要发生的事。
What happens in verse 6 is that the woman, Israel, says, we got a big problem. And we are going to, Israel says, the woman fled into the desert to a place prepared by God for her where she might be taken care of for
1,260 days.
So the great judgments of God are still to fall on the earth. And Israel could be completely destroyed by this. So God says, I'm going to provide a place for Israel to flee to so that she can be protected in the days that come ahead.
因为这个实际上呢，当时呢，神的大审判呢，仍然是降在地上。这地上呢，因为这个审判如此大，所以以色列人可能都生存不下去。 所以神说呢，我为以色列人专门准备了一个地方，所以他们可以逃到那里，逃到那里，他们可以心存下来。Now
you get a prophecy about this by the Lord Jesus Christ himself in Matthew 24.
在马太福音第24章里，主耶稣基督呢，早就告诉我们这个预言。
And there he says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by its enemies, when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it should not, then flee to the mountains. Flee away.
主耶稣就告诉当时的以色列人说呢，如果你们当时看到敌人包围了整个耶路撒冷，看见那些可憎的毁坏的到来之后的，你不要只站在那里。 然后你们赶紧逃到山上去躲起来。
And we're not sure precisely where Israel will flee and how much of Israel will flee, but many of them will flee to the mountains, probably to the east of Jerusalem and maybe beyond the Jordan River, and they will flee to a place prepared by God to retain them for the time of the judgments that will fall on the rest of the earth.
因为我们不知道那个到底以色列人当时要躲到哪去，也多少以色列人会躲到那里去，那个地方到底在哪里？实际上我们认为呢，可能就是在耶路撒冷东面，或者说是在约旦河那西面那些地方。当时呢，就是说呢，神在那里，为他们准备那个地方，准备那个地方呢，他们就会逃到那里去。逃到那里去的时候呢，当时呢，神的大审判将。
And we don't know precisely where, nor precisely how this is all going to take place. I think if we did, if the Lord told us, then it would be easy for the devil to track them down and kill them there.
所以呢，我们并没告诉这个精确的这个地方在哪里，而且他们怎么可以躲到那个地方去。实际上呢，这个就是说，主耶稣基督并没有告诉我们具体的细节呢，就是为了避免那个魔鬼能够跟踪他们，找到他们躲藏的地方，然后把他们给杀掉。And
so we're not sure precisely where the Lord is going to take them and how he is going to save them.
因为我们也不很清楚主耶稣基督要把他们带到哪里去，而且是怎样的方式来拯救他们。But
we're told in Matthew 24, the Lord says this is the kind of thing that's going to happen.
但是呢，我们在马太福音第24章里呢，主耶稣基督告诉过我们，这种事情是将会发生的。
It was a similar thing to what happened in the days of David. When it was obvious that he was going to have persecution against himself.
这个呢，同样的事情呢，就是类似于当时大卫王他在受迫害的，他自己受迫害的那种状态。
So he took his father and mother and members of his family, and he sent them all back to the land of Moab until the war was over.
因为他知道他把他的父母啊，还有他所有的其他的家人呢，都送到摩押地，摩押地直到那个战争结束以后。So
the people of God are often protected from the enemies that are around.
因为实际上呢，这神的属神的人，神的子民通常呢被神保护，当他们的敌人向他们。
In the days of Noah, the destruction came, but the Lord took Noah and his family above the waters, and they weren't punished with the earth.
因为在挪亚的那个时代呢，实际上神呢，把挪亚的一家呢提到了洪水的上面，当所以他们避免了被洪水在地球上惩罚。
In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the family of Lot was invited out of the city before the judgment came. They were preserved.
在索多玛和蛾摩拉的时候呢，挪德一家呢被神带到了城外，所以这样他们避免毁灭，他们受到了保护。
Probably in the days of Titus, when he attacked the city of Jerusalem, probably many were preserved in those days as well, but we don't have detail on that.
因为大概当时呢，那个提多将军他围困摧毁耶路撒冷城的时候呢，很多基督徒呢也被保护起来了，但是呢，我们没有很多关于那件事的细节。
Israel was preserved in the days of the plagues of Egypt.
因为以色列人在埃及的石灾中呢，他们也被保护起来了。The
Christians who are alive on the earth now and when the Lord Jesus begins all this will be raptured and we will be in heaven when these terrible things come on the earth.
因为现在活在地上的基督徒呢，当在这些可怕的地上发生的事情之前，主耶稣基督会来把我们带到天上去，提到天上去，所以在那个时候我们避免地上发生的事情。
And many of the Israelites in this particular day, when the evil comes from the Lord in the seventh trumpet, when the evil comes, they will be preserved because the Lord allowed them to flee to the mountains and he protected them there in a way we don't understand, but he's done it before.
实际上当时呢，神允许这样的灾害，就是魔鬼从天上下来的时候，惩罚地球上的时候呢，一部分地以色列人呢，他们会被保护起来，主会把他们带到一个山上去。那么主是怎么保护他们，怎样去保护呢？在哪里保护呢？我们不知道细节。
Verse 7 says, And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back. It's very interesting. The devil's fighting, and Michael and his angels are fighting. There's war in heaven.
因为第七节讲得非常有趣，在天上就有了征战，米迦勒和同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的天使去征战。
But verse 8 says, the dragon was not strong enough, and the dragon and his host, lost their place in heaven.
第八节告诉我们呢，就是那个魔鬼呢没有足够的能力战胜，所以他并没有得胜，天上呢再没有他们的地方了。
The great dragon was hurled down.
那个大蛇呢就被那个打败了。
Who is the dragon?
谁是那个大蛇呢？大龙呢？
He's that ancient serpent called the devil and Satan. He's the one who leads the whole world astray. That's who this dragon is.
第九节说呢，大龙就是那古神，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他不是在地上，他的众天使也与他一同被赶了出来。
He was hurled down to the earth and his angels with him.
因为他被赶出来摔在地上，他的众天使也与他一同被赶了出来。
It's very interesting.
是非常有趣。
Where is the devil today?
那么今天那个魔鬼在哪里？
Well, he's certainly down here on the earth, but does he have access to heaven today?
当然他在地球上，但是他能够进到天堂里去吗？今天？
And the answer is, he certainly has access to part of heaven, because you remember the story of Job. The sons of God came to report to the Lord one day, and the devil was one of them.
因为这个呢，其实当然呢，天堂呢，可能某些地方撒旦可以去。在约伯记里，大家记得，当神的众子在天上聚会的时候呢，那个撒旦也去了，撒旦是他们其中的一员。
So even today, the devil has access to realms far beyond us we don't understand.
就算是今天的魔鬼，他可以进到的地方呢，远远超过了我们所能理解的。
But verse 9 says, he was hurled down. Verse 9, he was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. At this point,The devil loses his access to the heavenly realms, whatever they were.
因为这个呢，第九节讲呢，他被赶出来，摔在地上，他的众天使呢，也与他一同被赶出来。所以这个呢，实际上肯定是当时呢，那个撒旦魔鬼呢，他失去了进入天堂的那样的一个能力。
All right.Very interesting. So, verse 10, John says, I heard a loud voice in heaven. And this is an explanatory voice, a voice to tell us what's going on.
因为这个是非常有趣的。第十节说呢，我听见在天上有大声音说。
He says, verse 10, now have come the salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of Christ. This is what's happening. The doors are opening and Jesus is coming.
这是当时所要发生的事情,主耶稣基督来了。For
the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down.
因为那在我们身边前昼夜控告我们弟兄的,已经被摔下去了。So
apparently God has lots of conversations, sorry, the devil has lots of conversations with God.
所以呢,当然了,这个时候呢,那个魔鬼有跟神有一个很长的谈话。
And the question is, when he does, what does he say?
问题是,当他说的时候,他说什么呢?
The answer is, the devil, when he speaks to God, says, better rephrase it. In the book of Job, we find a conversation between God and the devil.
所以呢,我们在那个约伯记里读到了神和魔鬼之间的那个交谈。
And God says to the devil, say, devil, have you considered my servant Job? And he's a pretty good guy.
神跟那个撒旦说,你观察了我的仆人约伯吗? 他是一个很好的人。
And the devil says, oh, the only reason he serves you is because you're so good to him. You stop giving him all those good things, he won't love you anymore. He'll curse you.
因为这个呢,就是说呢,当时魔鬼说呢,你因为约伯是个好人,主要是因为你对他太好了,你把所有的那些好东西都赐给了他,你试试把他所有的东西都收过来,他也会诅咒你的。And
so the devil says, you know God, Job's not such a good guy. He's a bad guy, God. And God says, no, no, he's a good guy. And the devil says, no, he's a bad guy. And he accuses Job in the presence of God.
因为你知道吗?当时那个魔鬼对神是说,神啊,神啊,你看看,这个约伯是个坏人。神说,那个,约伯是个好人,不是个坏人。那个撒旦说,约伯真的不是个好人,他真是个坏人。他实际上是在神面前控告约伯。
So, what's the devil and God talk about today?
那么今天呢,神跟那个魔鬼在说什么呢?
And the devil says, well, have you seen Harold?
所以魔鬼说呢,神,你看见Harold了吗?
Do you see what Harold said? Did you hear what he did?
你听到过Harold说的话吗? 你看见Harold所做的事吗?
And the devil says, Harold, he's not much.
所以呢,那个魔鬼说呢,Harold他并不重要。
They go to another subject.
他们会谈另一个话题。
And that subject is one of you.
那个主题呢,是你们中间的某一位。
And God says, she's my daughter.
神说呢,她是我的女儿。
He's my son.
她是我的儿子。
And the devil says, oh, do you remember what she did yesterday?
所以魔鬼说,那你知道她昨天干了什么吗?
And he accuses you before God. Every day.
他实际上在神面前每一天都在控告你。
That's what the devil does as a job.
这就是那个魔鬼所做的事情,这是他的工作。
He doesn't love God.
不爱神。
And for that reason he doesn't love you.
同样的原因呢,他不爱你。
And everything you do that is wrong or looks like it wrong or even might be wrong. He accuses you before God.
你就做错的，你做的一切事情，那都是错的，或者看起来是错的，或者就真是错的，因为他每天都在神面前控告你。
Okay, and one day God's just going to throw him out of heaven and say no more of that.
有一天的神会把他从天上赶出来，摔在地上说，他不会可能再控告我们了。
I can't understand that, but I'm thankful.
因为我理解不了这个，但是我很感恩。
The Lord Jesus loves me. The devil doesn't, but the Lord Jesus loves me.
主耶稣基督爱我，魔鬼不爱我，但主耶稣基督爱我。
The hymn writer put it like this.
一个赞美诗的人是这样写的。
He said, I hear the accuser roar of crimes that I have done.
所以呢，他说我听到了一个控告，控告就是说为我所做的事情的控告的吼叫。
The hymn writer goes on and says, I know them all, and countless more.
那个赞美诗作者继续说呢，我知道这所有的一切，那些不再去做。And
the last line is, Jehovah findeth none.
那最后一句说呢，耶和华不会记得任何一件。
The devil lists all Harold's crimes. And Jesus says, I forgave them every one.
所以魔鬼呢，列出了所有 Harold 犯的罪，但是主耶稣基督说呢，我饶恕了他一切的罪。
So the question is, if the devil is continually accusing you and me before God every day, what hope do we have?
问题就是，那如果那个魔鬼每天都在神面前控告我们，那么我们有什么盼望呢？
Answer, verse 11.
答案在第十一节里。
They overcame the devil, number one, by the blood of the Lamb.
所以兄弟胜过了他，第一个呢是借着羔羊的血。
The destroying angel went through the land of Egypt, and when he saw the blood on the doorposts and on the lintels, he passed over that house. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah.
你当时面面天使在埃及地的时候呢，他经过每一家门口，看见那个门能上所涂的羔羊的血的时候呢，他跳过去这一家，以主耶稣基督的宝血呢，保护了我们羔羊的血呢，洗净了我们一切的罪。
And they overcame him by the word of their testimony. When accused, they responded by the fact that they were trusting in the Lord Jesus. They spoke up in favor of Jesus when accused by the devil.
因为这些弟兄兄跟他也是因为自己所做的见证，他们呢就讲出来，讲出来给主耶稣基督做见证，他们站在主耶稣基督这一边。所以呢，当魔鬼控告他们的时候呢，他们用这样的见证胜过了魔鬼。
And these wonderful people in that day, it says, they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. They stood right firm before God and they said, no, we are servants of God. We're not perfect. We've sinned, but we are going to serve the Lord.
这里讲到呢，他们虽然这一死也不爱惜生命，所以呢，这里讲到他们说呢，我们是不好，但是我们愿意去服侍主耶稣。
And therefore, verse 12 says, Rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe to the earth and the sea.
因为第十二节说，所有诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了。
So why is heaven rejoicing? Because the devil has been cast down.
为什么天上会喜乐快乐呢？因为魔鬼被赶出去了。
But why is there going to be a problem on the earth and on the sea?
们为什么在地球上呢，就是海里呢会有麻烦呢？
And the answer is because the devil has gone down to you. He's filled with fury because he knows that his time is short.
因为这里讲到呢，因为魔鬼知道自己时候不多了，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了，因为那个魔鬼他知道他的时间不多了。
You know, the devil can read the Bible too.
你知道呢，魔鬼他也可以读圣经。
What does the devil think when he gets to chapters 19 and 20?
所以呢，就是说呢，你认为当那个魔鬼读到19章或者12章、2章的时候，他会怎么想？
He says, I'm in deep trouble. Not very long. I'm going to be bound. I'm going to be bound in the abyss for 1,000 years.
那我的时间不多了，我会有大麻烦了，我被捆绑在那个无底坑里1000年。
And he says, I'm angry at God, and I've only got a few more years, maybe only a few more days, 1,260 of them. I've only got a few more days. I am going to fight now.
现在他说呢，神啊，你知道我的时间不多了，也许这几年，也许就几天，从1260天里，我剩下的天数不多了，所以我准备现在就开始去战斗。
It was a man by the name of Karl Marx.
一个人的名字叫卡尔·马克思。
Karl Marx decided many years ago that he was going to fight against God.
所以很多年前呢，卡尔马克思呢，他决定他要与神战斗。
He knew there was a God.
他知道那里有一位神。
But he published his Communist Manifesto, the first line of which is, "There is no God."
然后呢，他实际上呢，他发表了他的那个共产党宣言，第一个呢讲的第一条讲就是说没有神。
He knows.That he was wrong. He knew that he was wrong.
知道他是错的。
Somebody asked him, somehow he wrote it. And the question was this. Don't you feel terrible about the fact that you have rebelled against the God who made you and the God you will meet?
因为这有些人呢把这样一个问题向他提出来了，就是让他写了以后，他说你害怕吗？你害怕那个碰到一个，就是你害怕你背逆了那个创造你的那个神，而且终将有一天你再会碰到这个神吗？
And Karl Marx said, I know that it's wrong, and I know that I will be punished, but this is my great joy. I made things miserable for God.That's my great joy. I made things bad for God.
因为这个呢，马克思呢说，我知道我错了，我知道终究有一天呢，我要受到惩罚。但是我的喜乐呢，是让神痛苦，就是我把所有的事情都变得让神感到非常的难。
And I learned that from Google.
我从 Google 上查到这个的。
Okay, it's not a secret.
这不是一个秘密。
Karl Marx was very much like the devil.
因为卡尔马克思呢就很像那个魔鬼。
Terrible world we live in. All over the world today, people are saying Marx must be right because, look at all the,Bad things he did.
因为这个呢，我们住在一个很可怕的一个世界里。大多数人说呢，马克思呢，肯定有可能是对的。你看他所做的一切的事情。
Why do people love Karl Marx?
为什么人爱卡尔马克思呢？
Because if he is right, then there is no God, and there will be no one to judge them.But they all know that there is a God, just as Carl did. And God will judge, and Jesus Christ is going to be king.
因为他们所有人知道，如果卡尔马克思是对的话呢，就没有人，就没有神。 如果没有神的话，就没有人来审判他们。如果没有神人来审判他们呢，他们所有的人呢都是对的。你看他们今天所过的那样的生活。
And if you don't believe it, keep on reading the book of Revelation.
如果你不相信这个呢，你就要一直去读启示录。
All right, verse 13 now.
所以我们来看看第十三节。
When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child.
第十三节说，农间自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩的妇人。
And the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time, times, and half a time.Out of the serpent's reach.
所以第十四节说呢，于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。他在那里被养活一载、二载、半载。
Okay, so here we are on the earth, and the two witnesses have gone to heaven, and the devil has come down.And the devil is furious, and he says, I am going to persecute Israel.
这里我们有这样一个画面，这两个证人呢，见证的人呢，上到天上去了，然后呢，那个魔鬼被从天上呢摔下来了，赶出来了，摔下来以后呢，这个魔鬼呢就开始发怒了，发怒了以后呢，他说我要去迫害这个妇人，就是以色列。
Because God loves Israel.
因为神爱以色列人。
And so, she's given the wings of a great eagle.
所以呢，这个妇人被赐给了有大鹰的两个翅膀。
To fly away to somewhere.
要会飞到什么地方去。
Some people have even suggested that it might be an air force that the Lord sends to deliverIsrael from the hand of the dragon, the devil.
所以有些人呢，甚至认为呢，这个是主耶稣基督所派来的空军。这空军呢，就来保护当时以色列人呢，飞到什么地方去被保护起来。
Wherever she is taken, we don't know. We know it's the desert. You'll remember when Israel was taken into the desert, the Lord provided for her.So, this was in the days of Pharaoh. Israel went into the wilderness and was there for a year, and he provided for them. So, the similar thing is going to happen now.
实际上当时呢，就是不管他们逃到哪里去，他们实际上都是逃到旷野里去。所以你们大家也知道，在主耶稣基督在旷野里呢，被他们当时为以色列人预备了一个地方，他们逃到旷野里呢很多年，所以同样的相似的事情呢，在这个地方呢也会发生。
Israel is going to be taken care of there for a time, times and half a time, out of the serpent's reach.
所以呢，以色列人会被带到那里去躲避那蛇的面，在那里他被养活一载、二载、半载。
How long is the time, times and half a time?
所以多长是一载、二载、半载呢
？A time is a year. Time is 2 years, and a half a time is a half a year. That's 3.5 years.
这一载是一年，二载呢是两年，半载呢是半年，所以这个加起来是3.5年。
If each year has 12 months, that's 42 months.
如果每一年呢有12月，那说是42个月。
If each month has 30 days, that's 1,260 days.
如果一个月有三十天的呢，那就是1260天。
Who's in charge of the schedule?
这种时间表是谁在管控的
？It's wonderful, isn't it?
这个是。
You go through the Bible, hand over, hand over, hand over again. You read. God can count.He keeps a record of the days, the months, the years. He's got it all timed out.
因为你读圣经呢，一遍一遍的读呢，你会发现这是非常神奇的。因为呢，神呢，他会算数，他把所有的呢每一天呢、每一年、每一载呢，都算得清清楚楚。
How long is this going to be? Time times half a time. God's got it all figured out. Hallelujah.
所以这个时间有多长呢？一载、二载、半载。所以这些呢都是已经被定下来了，所以这是非常奇妙的，神把它定下来。
So the devil says, I'm going to get you. And he figures that there's got to be somewhere. So he, verse 15, he says, then from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent of the water.
让这个魔鬼呢说呢，我会找自己来的。第十五节说呢，谁就在妇人身后，从口中吐出水来，像河一样，将妇人冲走。
The devil says, I'm going to flood you out.
那个魔鬼说，我想我要像洪水一样把你冲走。
Could he do that?
他会那么做吗？
Well, he did it in the book of Job. He sent fire down from heaven and destroyed the family of Job.
当然在约伯记里他是那样做的，从天上降下火来把约伯和他的所有财产家人都烧死了。
The devil says, I'm going to get you Israelites. And just as Pharaoh said, I'll catch you, I'll go through the Red Sea and I'll catch you. So the devil says, I'll flood you out and you will all drown.
因为实际上的魔鬼呢跟那个当时的埃及的法老是追逐以色列人。是一样的，那个魔鬼说呢，我会招待你们的。既然当时呢，那个法老追踪以色列人追到那个红海的时候，但我会追上抓住你们，所以那个魔鬼说呢，我会先让洪水把你们给冲走。
Verse 16, but the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth.
第十六节说，那地是帮助妇人开口吞了从农口吐出来的水。
Can God do that?
神可以那么做吗？
What happened to Korah? Dathan, and Abiram, was it? Abihu, I can't remember. But, Korah and his company, what happened to them in the days of Moses?
对那个可拉，他们在摩西那个年代，在他们身上发生了什么呢？
The earth opened up, Korah and the company, the Reubenites and the 200 and more who were with them, they all went down into the earth and the Lord closed it up again. So, an instant graveyard.
因为这个呢，实际上当时呢，在那个时候，可拉带领的那些流变的那个部落的，甚至说200多人呢，当时呢，那个境界开了一个缝，他们全都掉进去了，连接上地又合上了，这是一个很自然的一个坟墓。
Do you think the devil is mad?
你认为这个魔鬼他当时很愤怒。
He's mad.
他非常愤怒。
17. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring because they didn't all get to go into the wilderness. Go ahead.
就是季节说能就向妇人发怒。去与他其余的儿女征战，这儿女就是守了神诫命。
All right, who did he make war against? Those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea.
这里呢，就是呢，龙就向妇人发怒，去与他其余的种子征战，就是那持守神的诫命和有。耶稣基督见证的，他是同龙就站在海边的沙上。
All right, well, you can see that the people on the earth have got big problems. God in heaven is angry with them, and the devil on the earth is angry, and there's war and cataclysm of war, and everybody else caught in the middle. It's a terrible time. Nobody wants to be part of the days on the earth in the days of the revelation.
但现在呢，看到地上的一个画面啊，地上一个画面，实际上呢，神的愤怒、神的审判从天上降下来，那个魔鬼的愤怒呢，他也在地上，所以呢，他就是跟人们在战斗，所以到处四处都是交叉着战争，所以这地上呢极其可怕，充满了战争，充满死亡，所以你所有的人，没有人愿意在那个启示录的那个时代待在地球上，在那个时候。
All right, well, that's our time for today. The Lord is going to be doing some terrible things, justly, because the people on the earth are sinners, and he's warned them. He said, don't you come to these days, but people say, oh, well, maybe I'll decide that later. And so instead of turning to the Lord now and going to heaven, they stay, they wait on the earth, and the judgments of God are going to fall.
所以实际上呢，这是神呢借着他的公义会在地上呢做一些很可怕的事，因为地球上人的罪。所以呢，就是说呢，主持人告诉我们，就是说这个地球上呢会发生这样可怕的事情。所以到那个时候你不要再待在那里，不要成为那里的一员，因为神的审判会从天上降下来。
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer and thank you for today.
我们在祷告，很感谢大家今天来参加。
Lord, we want to thank you for taking the time to tell us what must lie ahead.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩您花这样的时间来告诉我们将来要发生的事情。
Paul told them in the city of Athens almost 2,000 years ago that God had appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained.
所以主啊，实际上使徒保罗在雅典的时候告诉那里的人说，神呢其实定了那一天，定了那一天呢，因为他要用他的公义审判整个世界，整个世界呢就是他预先预定好的那个要审判的人就是主。
And we know that there will be and there must be a judgment day because God raised Jesus from the dead.
我们知道那里呢一定有，就必须有一天一个审判日，因为神已经让主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And all these people in the world will know that there will be a judgment day because the witnesses will rise from the dead and they will watch them go up to heaven.
就算这个时候在地球上的人呢，他们也知道有一个审判日，因为他们看见了那两个做见证的人呢从地上复活了，然后升到天上去了。
And so Lord, we know that there will be a judgment day and we pray that we will heed the warnings and that we will believe the Lord and obey the Lord and serve the Lord and rejoice and praise the Lord.
所以主啊，我们也知道那里有一个审判的日期，所以呢我们相信，我们祷告，我们要相信主，那个圣服主，服侍主，然后赞美主。
Lord, may there be none of us who say, well, maybe I'll decide to do that some other day.
所以呢主啊，我们在座的所有人呢可能不希望他们都不在那里，其他的一些人呢可能也会在其他时间决定信主。
We ask all this now in Jesus' name and give thee thanks.
我们祈求这些人是奉主耶稣基督的名，被献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you for your patience today.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.